We got a whole bunch of new music for you guys, and Cy Smith's in the building, so stay tuned.
You are now tuned into Black Hollywood Live. The beat.
Hey, what up, y'all? Welcome to Black Hollywood Lives, the beat. It's your boy, DJ Jesse J. Unfortunately, Queen ain't here. That's right. We got Mr. Carter at the table.
You already know, though.
You already know, though. Hey, super excited because we got the one and only Miss Cy Smith in the building.
Hey.
Looking all types of beautiful.
Thank you so much. Hey, oh, my girl. Goodness. Stop. Keep going.
No, honestly, she walked in with this, like, I don't even know what you would call this, cape top. Like, it's everything.
Thank you. I'm like a queen of internet shopping. You won't catch me in the mall, but you'll definitely catch me on the online sites. Yes.
That's where the deal's at, so I already know.
And the unique clothing. Okay, so you have this Fast and the Curious album out, and it is everything.
Thank you.
Like, we were jamming to it before you had came in the studio,
oh,
and everyone was
so
like,
much.
Who is that? Not only that is your voice dope, but, like, your, like, actual speaking voice is dope.
Oh, my.
I was like, she just has, like, this warmly, like...
Right. This poetic elegance.
Yes.
That's what I call it.
Thank you.
Like, I would want you to read me a bedtime story. Like, lullabies.
Aw, thanks.
Okay, so let's get into it. I want to play the first video for you guys.
Okay.
It's Jacob Banks, Unholy War. And we're starting a little bit in because he has his intro. But the intro is so dope. But we can't play all of it because, you know, copyright issues and whatnot. So let's take a look at it. Jacob Banks, Unholy War.
Just outnumber the oppressors. Protect your magic. Freedom is on the move, and they will come.
Jacob Banks, Unholy War.
Yeah.
Cy, what'd you think about that?
Oh, my goodness. I'm just totally entranced with this.
Oh, my gosh. He has a couple albums. They're just everything. Like,
wow.
His music is... I'm really into his vocals.
And his visual. This is a movie.
I mean, really, it's such vivid storytelling.
I want to see that intro. Yep.
Yeah.
No, the story's really dope.
Wow.
It's all about, you know, owning yourself and owning your magic. And just the visual... I mean, just, you know, to see... how far in life we've just come, and to be able to get a visual like this, and have that, how strong it is,
yeah.
With his vocals,
yeah,
the way he came in, Unholy World,
yeah, sing it,
and he has a little desperado in
it's such a raw way to tell a story, and I think people can appreciate that kind of, you know, accessibility. You know what I mean? I love that.
I love it.
For you, so where are you originally from?
Well, I was born in New York, in the city, and I was raised in D.C., so I'm a D.C. girl, really.
What was just some of your musical inspirations?
Oh, my goodness. Well, coming from D.C., of course, Go-Go is a big influence.
Yeah,
you know,
okay.
you couldn't have an inkling towards music in D.C. without being in a Go-Go band, almost. You know what I mean? Like, every neighborhood had one, or, you know, or every apartment complex or whatever, you know, And Chuck Brown, the godfather of Go-Go, rest in peace, he pretty much schooled all of us, you know, a few generations of us, on go-go and funk and jazz, too, you know, for that matter, because he always covered a lot of jazz songs. So there's a whole couple of generations of folks in D.C. that can, like, just sing jazz standards, you know, and you'd be like, why do you know that song? But, you know, Chuck Brown schooled all of us. And then I was really into bands that had lots of horns. Mm. So your Earth, Wind, and Fires, your old Cameo, you know, Commodores. Anybody that had a horn section, I was into it. And I was for it, you know, because I wanted to play a horn. I wasn't really a singer at
first. Do you play any instruments?
I play piano. Okay. I play keys, yeah. Okay. So I started out playing keys. I wanted to play the horn. I tried to play clarinet for a while. I was terrible. Oh my gosh.
I played clarinet in middle school.
Is that right? B-flat clarinet.
Remember they made you play the recorder first?
No, I never had to do that either, but I do remember those being around. But, you know, instead of really learning how to play a horn, I think I just started to imitate horn players. So my voice tends to lean towards, you know, your saxophone, your woodwind kind of things, or your trumpet kind of things. Mm. You know what I mean? I think I always imitated horns.
That's so interesting.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
Yeah. That's interesting. So it took me a long time before I started singing in front of people, you know, but I was a closet horn player. I was a closet noisemaker.
Was your family always supportive of that, of you doing music? They push you, or when you were had those kind of, not insecure moments, but those moments of like, I'm not doing this for
Well, I was the one who begged for piano lessons, you know, when I was a kid. My mom had me in these sort of public school lessons. It was like, you know, 8 people in the class, and, you know, we went once a week. And I didn't know how to articulate at the time, private teacher. I didn't know that word. I think it was like 6, you know. But I was like, Mom, I want piano lessons where it's just me and the teacher, you know. And she was like, oh, you want a private instructor?
I'm sure you do.
Right, exactly. But eventually she did get me into private instruction, and she didn't really have to push me that much. My dad didn't have to push me that much. I was about it, you know, from a young age. Yeah.
Well, so speaking of family, Snoop Dogg's daughter, Miss Corey B, she has this video that she just dropped. And, I mean, did you guys ever watch Snoop's reality show?
I did for a very hot second. I remember his wife vaguely.
They were fun.
And I kind of remember the kids, but they were young.
She was like, to see, like, I mean, just this, she was like such a little, like, a little munchkin. Like, oh my goodness. And to
that
see
one?
Her, yes.
Oh my goodness.
Girl, you are not even ready.
Oh my goodness.
Y'all give it up. It is Corey B sitting in my room. I was like, honey, she ain't about to be sitting in that room no more. Let's take a look.
It's getting late.
Okay. Oh, she's gorgeous.
My phone keeps ringing. I'm overthinking.
Home.
This home is me.
What am I gonna do?
Yes.
Because I don't want to lie.
She got
supposed
that
to be
soul.
Going to 7. I was going all night.
A lot of stuff on that.
The homie needs.
Album Bush, right?
Yeah,
she's singing. She's doing a lot of those vocals.
Yeah. Oh, turn it up. Let's go. Let's get the chorus.
Okay.
Hey, Corey B sitting in my room.
Yes.
You here for it?
I'm here for
five
it.
Five stars.
Yes.
You know what I love about it is we're always talking about like how R&B has kind of like gone to this like lost space. And I feel like her sound and what she's doing is the perfect tone of this vibey thing that we're calling R&B right now, even though it's not really R&B, but it's just this vibe.
Right, right.
And it's the closest thing we have to it.
Yeah.
And she's giving me, like, the last R&B I feel like we had was early 2000s.
Yeah.
She's giving me, like, I could totally see Bow Wow popping in with this and, like, Omarion hopping on the remix. Like, I'm so here for it.
I am definitely here for it. Like it. Sweet.
Y'all better have had her hidden up in that house working on her vocals.
For real, though. Yeah, that's
she sounds
point.
Great.
Ah!
Yes.
All right. So next we have you ever heard of Mila J?
Mila J.
She is Janae Aoko's sister.
Oh.
She was doing more so like writing, songwriting, okay. and whatnot. But she's been putting out this stuff, and she just directed this new video called New Crib. Let's take a look.
Right.
Very artsy.
Wow.
You know, I really like both of them because they're very different. And, you know, they both have their own land.
These days are never sober. Is it ever really over? Yeah. Now I'ma need a new crib. Memories all over this shit. Sinners all over my pillow. Swear I got a bed. Oh no, 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 no. Doing for sure, 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 sure. You want my nigga? You want my nigga?
Mila J, New Crib. This gives me that new R&B vibey kind of thing that I was saying, right?
Right, right.
And yes, braids.
Yeah, I like the braid thing.
That's
cool.
Really cool.
It gives me a little FKA Twigs, but she made it her own.
Right.
It doesn't like,
right.
I don't feel like she's like biting anybody.
No, not at
like
all.
It comes original. Mm-hmm. And what I do like about her and Janae is that they are so different, but you could them together.
Mm-hmm.
Would like they need to do a something. Dual album. Yeah. That would be so
hot. Oh, that
would
be nice. That would be hot.
Everything. So you do some songwriting yourself.
I do.
Is that something that came with the piano? Is that something that you just kind of always did? Was it a poetry kind of thing at
you
first?
You know what? It's actually interesting that you ask that. I definitely started writing before I started doing anything else. I was writing before I could really write, you know. I was writing poems, I was writing songs about my mother, you know, anything. And I'm talking about when I was like 5, I would have crayons and I would write my poems in the shape of whatever the subject was.
Okay.
You know, so if it was about my mom, the poem would be in the shape of a person, you
oh
know.
My God. Creative. What's your sign?
Aquarius.
Of course. Freaking course.
and actually I moved to LA with that in mind, with becoming a songwriter in mind. But what happened was all of my, you know how people, songwriters have their songs demoed by somebody. But since I'm a singer, I demoed all my own stuff. So my songwriting tapes got out and everybody thought it was like an artist demo, you know? So everybody thought, you know, Cy Smith, oh, the artist. And I'm like, no, I'm a songwriter. No, you're an artist. And I was like, no, I'm not. And I ran away from that title for a long time before finally I figured out, you know what? The best person to sing these songs is probably me, you know? So I finally went ahead and made that first album, which was Psycho Soul, which was years ago, you know, like 2000, 99, 2000. Yeah. But
99, 2000.
Man, bam. Yeah, that whole era you were just talking
yeah,
about.
That's that real R&B.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Exactly. And that album is really R&B. If anybody wants to check Psycho Soul out, it's on iTunes. Just search my name, Cy Smith, on iTunes. You'll find all that
and
stuff.
And you have four
yes.
actual albums.
I have four studio albums. That's right. Okay. So Psycho Soul and then the Cyberspace Social. And which is the album that really sort of propelled me into that whole indie soul, you know, market. Because that was the first one I did by my like on my own. Psycho Soul, I was signed to a label. I was signed to Hollywood Records. So
what was the difference for you, like going into that second album? Were you excited? Were you nervous? Were you scared? Like, what was that mentality of kind of like, I'm owning myself?
I wasn't even thinking about it because when I was writing those songs, again, usually I just write for the sake of writing because there's a story in me, you know, that has to get out. So when I was recording most of the songs that ended up on the Cyberspace Social, I wasn't trying to make an album. I was just writing songs. And then, you know, so there was no fear or no trepidation. It wasn't until after I put that album out that I said, oh my God, what have I gotten myself into? You know what I mean? Because then there was all kinds of things that, you know, had to be done.
Now you have to be an artist.
Right, right. Exactly. Right.
On your own.
Exactly. So like now I've really jumped into this. What am I going to do about it? But it was, you know, it's been and continues to be a fun journey. You know what I mean?
How do you find how do you score the music for this? Because for someone who lyrically you try to match your vocals to a horn, you play the piano, so you already kind of have a sound in your ear, I would assume. Yeah. So, but if you're writing the poem separately, like how does that...
The music come... Yeah. Well, in some cases, producers send me tracks and I write to those. And in other cases, I sit down at the piano and write it and it might sit
like
with
a skeleton almost?
Kind of, yeah, exactly, like a skeleton. And I might sit with another producer. Mm-hmm. Like, for instance, Ali Shaheed Muhammad from A Tribe Called Quest. Mm. He and I did a lot of stuff like that where I'd go to his house and he had this really great Fender Rhodes that I like to play and I'd be like, okay, I got the song.
I mean, how epic is this story? like, you're just on his hand. Just got to throw that in there.
And I would just kind of play it, you know, play it down and sing it, and he'd be like, cool, I know exactly where you're going with this.
Nice.
And he would, you know, lay out a drum beat, and he would really encourage me to do a lot of the producing myself, you know. Mm. So I'd be like, play the bass line. He'd be like, no, you play the bass line. You already know what you want to play. And I'd be like, ah!
That's good. That's a good friend.
He's a very good friend. Shout out to Ali Shaheed Muhammad. I love you, brother. There were a couple of producers I've worked with like that. Sauce from Something for the People. Remember that group? Right. Are you from Oakland?
Nah, I'm from out here.
Oh, okay. You said you said something about the slap earlier, and I was like, where is he from? But Sauce was one of the first producers I worked with when I moved out here, and he was like that too. He was very much like, Sai, you play, so here's the track. Here's the tempo.
Go.
Right, you know. But I appreciate those brothers that did that kind of thing for me because it really pulled me out of my producer shell. Mm. You know, I still won't do drums. So anybody who does drums out there, holler at me. I need drums all the time. I need them even now.
Do you know Melina Moy?
No.
No? Wouldn't your vibes, like, you guys, oh my gosh, she plays the guitar.
Oh, okay.
And she's just like, you, like the whole funk epidemic, like, I see something right there.
Oh.
We're all a beautiful
Yeah,
person.
I bet you the people that you have named to me today, I bet you I'll meet them in the next couple.
Oh, no, it's good. Honestly, the way this show works,
right.
Honey, watch.
Okay.
Y'all about to get a ladies' night on a whole nother level. Okay. Well, so speaking of night, let's talk about your video night.
Yes. Okay. Well, the video for Nights Feel Like Getting Down. First of all, you know this is an old Billy Ocean song, right?
No.
This is an old Billy Ocean song.
All right.
This was one of his first songs, and it was such a funky tune that I think whatever label he was on back then had to reel him back in. Like, you know,
it's
what?
Too much.
It's too funky. and then they put him back out with Caribbean Queen and all that stuff. But this whole album, Fast and Curious, was produced by one producer, Mark DeClive Lowe. And that's the first time I've only had an album done by one producer, which was kind of cool because it allowed for a stream of consciousness.
Yeah, full,
you know,
story
sonically.
Almost.
Right. Mm-hmm. But I had
honestly, the production on this album is ridiculous.
Thank you.
Crazy.
Oh my God. Now I'm truly excited because I'm an R&B head. You already know.
Yeah. You're
going to be out sitting up in his head. What was the concept for this? Because obviously, I mean, you put this out 5 years ago.
2012. Has it been 5 years? Oh my God, don't say it.
obviously, Fast and the Furious was out. And so, like, what was kind of your concept?
Fast and Curious. I have a bunch of aunties, and they back in the 80s, they used to call girls who were a little, you know, rambunctious fast. Mm. You know, did you know people that said that? They're like, she's so fast. I don't want you hanging around with those fast girls.
Fast,
you know?
Girls.
and curious, I mean, I think we're all kind of curious about something, whatever that might be, whether it's sexual, whether it's, you know, cultural, you know, I think we all want a little taste of something just to say we did it. Mm. You know what I mean? And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think it's really human, you know? So Fast and Curious is about that, you know, it's about sort of that time in our lives where we can be both fast and curious. Mm. And it's a little bit, you know, we make mistakes during that time in our lives, but we also discover some of the most beautiful parts of ourselves during that time too, you know? So that's what this album is about. It's about love and discovery and that journey towards whatever that next plane is for you.
What was your upbringing as far as spirituality?
I was definitely brought up in a Baptist church in D.C., but I would say that my mother was very much, she encouraged me to find my own path. to that. You know what I mean? So it wasn't like, that's you better believe in this. Yes. This is what it is. And, you know, it was like when I did choose to get baptized, it was a choice, mm-hmm. you know? And even while I was brought up in the church, I still had questions. I was that kid, you know, in Sunday school where they would just be like, go somewhere else.
Stop being so curious.
Oh, my goodness. Right. Go play the piano and be quiet. No. but my mom, I remember my mom taking me to like a couple of different spiritual places before we settled on that church, too, mm. you know, because that's just the way she was, you know.
And if you could, like, share.
We even had a little Buddha in the house that we, you know, that we kept. You know what I mean? Like, nothing was, you know, it wasn't like, oh,
nothing
you can't
was
have
like
that.
Off limits.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
Your connection with your mom, just through the stories you've been sharing with us, I mean, seems to be the pinnacle person in your life.
Yeah, I mean, my mom, she was a single mom. My dad is in my life. I love my dad. He's a great guy. He's the original Cy, Cy Smith. Shout out to Big Cy. Nice. But Serena, yeah, it was like we were peas in a pod, you know? And many of the things that she taught me and that she probably thought I wasn't paying attention to, I wound up really, you know, becoming, you know what I mean? And I think now she can kind of sit back and go, all right, I did okay. Yeah. You know, I know for a time there she was probably like, oh, God, what have I done? This girl is out of her mind. But, you know, I think she can kind of sit back and go, okay, job well done. Because I think she was the best mom anybody could have, you know.
Well, y'all ready to see the product of, of
the,
Mama?
The video, I got to give a shout out to my husband. He directed this.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
He's a director, Sean Carter Peterson.
Had you guys ever worked together in that fashion?
This might be the third video that he worked on with me, but the second video that he directed full out. Third video that he directed full out. Yeah.
Boom. All right, y'all. Let's take a look. Cy Smith, Nights Feel Like Getting Down.
Ow. We shot all of the screen in our house.
I'm on fire. The night has just begun. And
I mean, it was fun and comfortable.
Desire is to have myself some fun. I got money.
That, the, she's a drummer, right? That girl?
She's a keyboard player. She's playing for Prince.
Feel so lonely. I'm tired.
She had the braids.
Oh, she's a decent one.
Mm-hmm. That's it. She's part Sia Amun.
Sing it, Rah.
Shout out to Rasan.
Okay.
And then with the black girls rock.
Step on out and get into groove. Gonna bring out this fire. Cause there's no time to lose. Heading for the city lights. Dance away the blues. All night. Going to place a note.
And then do you even think that it was in your house? Like,
I know,
so
right? This is fun. All of that is at the L Ray.
Hey, Cy Smith, Nights Feel Like Getting Down. What a fun little vibe there.
Yeah, shout out to Rasan Patterson. Yes. Oh, my God. I love that boy.
Now, what are we doing musically now in 2017? What are we working on?
2017, I have started my new album. I'm doing most of the production myself. So, you know, back to what we were talking about earlier, those producers that were making me kind of, you know, do a lot of things hands-on, that has all culminated into me producing this album.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So it's a really slow process, but I'm about 5 songs in.
Okay.
And I'm very excited
about it. How many songs are we thinking?
I don't know. You know, this time it might not be 11. Mm. It might be more like 8, you know? I really, the working title of it, okay, you guys want to hear it? It'll be the first. You'll be the first to know.
Exclusive.
Black
Hollywood Live. Exclusive. It is. Honey, we got the bumper for it.
Sometimes a rose will grow in concrete.
Mm. Ooh, that's deep.
Why?
Well, that's one of the titles of one of the songs. Okay. And and I really thought about where I have come from. And where a lot of us come from, places where people don't necessarily see us becoming anything, you know, and we're told as much sometimes, you know. I don't know who walks around this earth telling kids that they ain't going to be shit, but they do. People do that. Yeah. And
they have establishments that do it, too.
Establishments, whole institutions. And despite of some of the things that may have, on paper, looked like I wasn't going to be something, I'm actually blossoming, you know, and I'm still blossoming, you know what I mean, into something beautiful, I think. And I look at my neighborhood. I live in West Adams, Los Angeles, sometimes called South LA, you know what I mean? But I see roses coming out of concrete all the time, you know, the little girls who live next to me and the little boys down the street that are slowly becoming men and getting jobs and going to school, and, you know what I mean? And it's beautiful, I think, you know. I'm always encouraged by the underdog. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
And we live, and it's funny because, you know, we live in a world, and it's as a, like, creator. I've been watching a lot of movies, and I've just been, like, doing a lot of deep thinking, right? Mm-hmm. And it's like, we always put that misfit, right, as the center of movies and the center of, like, who we feel we are.
Yeah.
But yet... As a culture, I'm going to say American culture because I don't know anything outside of that, we've kind of created through sales and advertisement to not be that and to chase after this other thing. And it's not okay to share this other side that grittiness.
Yeah. And that grittiness is really where the energy is. That's where the life is. You know what I mean? We chose to live in South LA. You know what I mean? Because my husband and I wanted to be in that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That energy, that hustle. You know, we're both East Coast people.
Yep.
That hustle is in us, you know, and we wanted to be around it and be a part of it and be surrounded by it.
Because the rose won't blossom if the stem ain't strong.
Okay,
honey.
Come on now. I really believe in, and I'm always encouraged and enthralled by the story of the underdog. You know, that little train that could. You know what I mean? And I feel like I am that. I'm that little girl that could. You know, and everybody told me, you know, you don't sound like Chaka Khan. Thanks, I know. You know what I mean? But look who's still working. You know, look who's still working. 15 years into this, you know what I mean?
Now, musically, sonically, what are we going to get for the sound?
Chaka Khan's one of my favorites, by the way.
Love her.
You know? And I actually sang backup for her a few times back in the day. But, okay, I'm sorry.
Have an epic life.
Okay, receipts.
Chaka Khan in person, that is energy on a whole other level.
Oh, my God, she's gorgeous and beautiful. And oh my gosh. I'm sorry. What was your question?
Sonically, what are we going to get with the album? Like, as far as the music that you're, is it funky?
This is a good question. You are full of good questions, Jesse. I am so happy that you asked.
I keep my job here.
I'm doing a lot of playing myself at the piano, at the Rhodes. So I'm definitely sort of having my Roberta Flack moment.
Okay.
You know, which you didn't. I used to play for myself all the time. And then I was able to hire keyboard players so I could stand up and run around and shake my booty.
Yes.
but I'm going to be playing a lot. So this album is definitely textured a little more around the keys.
Okay.
So that's what you'll hear. Yeah.
Ooh, I'm excited.
I'm excited too.
And you're not rushing. You're just kind of going with flow. So I'm not even asked for roughly when.
Right. I'm on the road all the time. I sing with a trumpet player named Chris Bodie.
Yeah.
And you know, so he stays busy, child. We call it the never ending tour. Hashtag never ending tour. If you ever want to look it up and see what we're doing. But when I'm home for a few days at a time is when I usually just go into the studio. I actually go into the studio right down the street.
Stop.
On Strom Avenue.
Oh, man.
Yeah, two blocks down. That's where I record all my stuff with Grant Nicholas.
Okay.
That's my engineer. Shout out to Grant. So, yeah, I give myself another 4 months.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm chilling.
Yeah.
All right, chilling, growing, you know, like we said, that you got to fertilize, boo.
That's right. I love it. We could keep doing this analogy with the rose all day.
I love it. All right, so this next artist has been making waves, L.A.
Yes.
The song is called Something. Take a look.
Yeah. When I'm focused, fuck you doing? Get closer, right over here where you're supposed to. You said you was a rider, I guess tonight I'm your chauffeur. You open, I'm hoping, no destination, just coasting. You rolling, I'm stroking, just blaming
like
all on the moment.
Yep.
Ooh, I'm something,
let's play it, I'm
something. We ain't in love, but it's something, I'm something, let's believe it, I'm something. You want it,
yeah.
I want it, I'm something. So you wanna go and just push me away, acting like I'm nothing. But you know it's something, it's something. Yeah. We something.
Late night, thinking about your body on top of my mind, must mean something.
Hey.
I know you feel it, cause baby, you're feeling down to these other bitches that don't mean nothing.
Hey.
But you something,
something.
You something.
You
bust it down, no one's around, so what you want?
L.A. Something. Make sure you guys check out his album, Aura 2. You got the song Drama on it. Have you heard that one?
Yeah, I've been on him since Aura 1.
Okay,
so
he's
popping,
honey. All right, coming up next, this girl is just, I was not even ready for what comes out of her mouth. Like, I just didn't think it was going to be this tone at all.
Okay.
I'm such a tone person. Her name is Janice. Love you like I should. Have you ever heard of this girl?
No.
I never. I thought it was a whole nother type, another person.
Okay.
Take a look.
Like the Janice Dickinson modeling agency.
That would be a mess. Steve, turn it up a little.
I make a deal with the devil. Anything I got to do to get back to your love. Raised to know better, boy, and I know it's my last chance.
But
you know
I'll
do it better by you. And you know I make a deal with the devil. Anything I got to do to get back to your love, I've spent all I've got.
Janice, love you like I should.
Woo.
She's not signed.
Oh my god!
You're absolutely certain.
I'm pretty sure she's not signed to an actual label because, like, from what I saw, she looked like a. I thought she was going to be poppy, and she was on a whole nother level. And her views ain't even up there like that.
Really?
Maybe. Wow, that's deep. She needs to be signed.
She sounds amazing.
And not only that, but like. That visual, if you listen to the lyrics, and if you really slow
you
down and
really,
pay attention to what they're
pointing
out.
That's what I'm watching. It's very ritualistic.
Yes.
I'm watching. That's why I'm like, whoa.
Oh, Illuminati, like, Gaga's coming, honey. Gaga's coming for you, boo.
I was like, wow.
I'm coming for her boots. Did you see those thigh high boots?
Yeah, no, everything
I want
her
that.
Is dope.
Like,
she gives me, like, the model Jessica White.
Yeah.
You know who that is?
Mm-mm.
Jessica White. Well, she's just beautiful.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, to give, that's, I wasn't expecting her voice to have that depth to it, that hardness.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It was just so, the creativity and how simple it is, too. Mm-hmm. Like, go ahead. I'm here for all of that.
Yeah, I love it. Everybody has a story to tell. You know what I mean? And even behind, like, a pretty face like that and all that model-looking body, she's got a story, obviously.
Yeah.
You know?
Y'all are not ready for this next story.
Ooh.
We played a video of hers before Jessie Reyes. So we're going to play, I'm not playing the intro, but I'm going to set the intro up. So basically okay. She says, you know, everybody in life has something that they want to be. And, you know, whether it's you want to be a doctor, you grow up to want to be whatever. She said, I always wanted to grow up to be a singer. Mm-hmm. And the story is called Gatekeeper. Hmm. And before, I'm just going to see if you guys can, if you guys pull the same thing from what I'm pulling. I mean, this is just like a roller coaster. Okay. Take a look. Jessie Reyes, okay. Gatekeeper.
$20 million in a car. Girl, tie your hair up if you want to be a star. $30 million, people want a shot. How much would it take for you to spread those legs apart?
Wow.
Oh, I'm the gatekeeper. Spread your legs, open up. You could be famous. If you come up anywhere else, I'll erase you. Drink up, bitch. We got champagne by the cases. Don't you know, don't you know? We are the gatekeeper. Spread your legs, open up. You could be famous. You know we're holding the dreams that you're chasing. You know you're supposed to get drunk and get naked.
Wow.
$20 million in a car. Girl, tie your hair up if you wanna be a star. $30 million, people want a shot. How much would it take for you to spread those legs apart?
I'm the gatekeeper. Spread your legs, open up. You could be famous. Wait till 5 years down
Jessie
the road.
Jessie Reyes, gatekeeper.
Wow.
I just thought it was just, I was, again, another one I just clicked it. I was not expecting to go there.
Wow.
That's real.
The tones, that story.
That story. Wow.
And I've never heard her do that kind of like rap thing, but I love that she did that in the presence of, and now I just want to know who she was. Who was trying to sign, telling her she was going to get signed with that $20 million in the car.
Right.
Talking about put your hair up.
Yeah, I mean, that has to be a true story.
That,
yeah.
I mean, really.
I mean, I've heard too many stories to not think that that isn't
true,
a true
stories.
Story.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
wow.
Real.
For you as a female in the industry, what has your kind of like been push and pull been with men in the industry? Because
you
know,
I don't have any horror stories. Yeah. At the
your spirit don't give me no horror story, girl.
You know, at the most, I mean, I might have to sort of prove myself as a musician to other male musicians, whereas, you know, most guys just take each other as musicians. You know what I mean? When they walk into the room, it's just assumed that that's what they do, and, you know. But for me, it's like, oh, that's cute. You play a little bit of keys. You know, and I'm like, yeah, I'm a little bit more than that. But whatever you want to think, I'm about to bust it all wide open. but for the most part, most of the guys that I know in this business have remained really good friends to me, and that's because they've always been, like, true from the gate. Mm. You know, they've encouraged me to, you know, play more. They've encouraged me to sing. Anything that I say that I'm interested in doing, they've encouraged me to do it, you know. And that goes from your Ricky Miners, you know, that's who I worked with when I was singing with Whitney and when I was singing on American Idol for, like, 6 seasons. And, you know, I think Ricky put me on the Brandy gig. You know, like, any place, you know, Ricky, like I said, the producers, Ali Shaheed, Sauce, my man Zoe from the Foreign Exchange. Shout out to the Foreign Exchange, Zoe and Fonte and Nicolay. Like pretty much most of the guys have been really cool to me, you know. And I can kind of say that all of them have been brothers to me, you know. I've not had any horror stories.
What would advice for you, being obviously your spirit has kind of guided you to find these types of people and personalities. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. So what would your kind of advice to be to young girls out there who are trying to, you know, make it and it may not have that moral kind of tact? Or not moral, I don't want to say moral, because it's sometimes you don't know and you do just trust people or you don't understand what the situation is happening and things like that.
And I, you know, it's like, I don't even want to say, you know, presentation, because, you know,
What does that mean?
What does that mean? Mm-hmm. You know, exactly. But I think that if you have an air about yourself that is to be taken seriously, then you will be taken seriously. Mm. You know what I mean? And I think it's really about as simple as that. Mm-hmm. And you can only be taken seriously if you demand it, mm-hmm. and if you command it, and if there's something there, you know? So have something there. You can't just be a pretty face, mm-hmm. you know, whatever that means. You know what I mean? There has to be something behind it, you know?
Boom, something behind it. And sometimes you're going to be the only thing behind it. And that's fine. That's why this next video has been, I know every week I got, you know, a new song that's just been my wake up in the morning, walking my dog song. This has been it. It's Get It Indie. I love this girl. Like, have you heard her? Mm-mm. No?
I ain't heard of none of these people. Except LA.
This song is called Stupid Juice.
Okay.
Take a look.
I got the juice, juice, I got stupid juice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got the juice, juice, I got stupid juice.
At first I thought she was a boy, just hearing it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Right?
I got that anecdote tag in my nigga stupid juice. Say I'm coming through, cause I got that anecdote that get my folks so stupid, and I just might get some to these bitches and make them tell the truth. And then you'll hear know that I got all the juice, yeah, all the juice. I got the juice to make you wanna talk, juice to make you give me juice on all your partners, juice that make all these niggas offer up often, offer up, offer up, offer up often. No favors, I'm
balling.
Just to make
the guy dance. This is at a club.
I've been walking down the street like, hey, Get It Indie, Stupid Juice.
I love it.
Right. I'm like, I'm feeling turned. Like,
already.
And it's a good, it's just, it's good. It's up, like, it's, I don't know. It's just not, it's, popping, it's ratchet, but it's got that.
It's fun.
It's fun.
It's got a fun vibe to it, yeah.
I love
in the
it.
Lyric, it says bump yourself.
Yeah, it's kind of empowering. I'm not mad at it.
Right.
Yeah. And she gave me a little MIA look.
Yeah, a little
right?
bit. Yeah.
I was going to say, and then she gave me Kamaya. You know Kamaya, the one who do. You know that song.
We played it down south.
Yeah.
Kamaya. Yeah. She does kind of give me that Kamaya. So a little cleaner than Kamaya. Kamaya be taking it.
A little cleaner.
Honey, Kamaya be, you think Kamaya was Kia's cousin.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
all right.
I love it.
Well. All right, Sai, thank you so much for coming
in
today.
Oh, my gosh. Gentlemen, it has been such a pleasure. Thank you for having
me. Where can everyone follow you? Do we have live performance? Now you're on tour, so.
I'm on tour with Chris Bodie, but you can always find out where I'm going to be by going to my website, SaiSmith.com. So SYSMITH.com. And follow me on, you know, the social medias, Cyberspace, so SYBERSPACE, Cyberspace with an S at Twitter. And, also on Instagram. And let's see, facebook.com/SaiSmithMusic.
Boom.
I think that covers it all.
Yeah. And then just hit that Apple Music and type Sai Smith in and just have a blast.
Yes, create a Sai Smith radio station on Spotify, on Pandora, on Tidal. Come on. Just get Sai Smith in your life. Yeah.
Boom. Mr. Carter.
You already know, though. You can follow me everywhere at Mr. Carter.
Boom. You guys can hit me up at DJ Jesse J. Also, make sure you guys hit us up at BHL Online and BHL The Beat. And if you guys have a video or you guys know a friend or you just find some dope music online, send it our way to BHLTheBeat@gmail.com. Until next week, same time, same place. Peace.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagramming, at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Music redefined.
Boom.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.